What's up, K-State Nation? Game day, baby, in Kansas City, Missouri, on the 4-5 podcast, all things K-State sports. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Out there, Manhattan, Kansas, on K-State University. First time with this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. This won't come out until later on, probably after the game. The game I'm talking about, the season opener, 2026, game day out there, Manhattan, Kansas, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, Nichols, K-State. I will have a reaction, I will record an action tomorrow morning prior to work. So there's that. And that won't come out until tomorrow night anyway. So there's that as well. So there's that. But anyways, this is a postcast, women's volleyball. I'm gonna get this in real quick. So I ain't gotta do it later on. But history was made last night. Fuka Sekas, big performance last night. Oh yeah, by the way, yeah, K-State swept CSUN last night, 3-0 in Morgan Family Arena in Manhattan, Kansas. Sorry, Sakita, 24 digs last night. Half of those coming in the final set there. Yeah, K-State pulls the brooms out on CSUN, which the first set could have went either way, but K-State pulled it out, and that was set up to sweep 28-26, 28-25, 25-23. So K-State gets the dub last night. Sekas broke a 20-year-old Diggs performance. Oh man. Fuka Sekita's performance last night now tops in K-State volleyball lore. Incredible. And this is only the third game. So we're young in the volleyball season there. What a performance last night. And remember, Fuka came, was only one of the few transfers onto this team. 24 digs. Set a school record for the most digs in a 3-set match during the rally scoring era, surpassing Angie's Lastra's 23 digs. Was set back in 2007, October 13th, when they played Iowa State right there as well. Also, last night, man, damn. So, Fuka getting the season off right. In the same manner, last night, she recorded her 400th dig in her college career. What a big night last night across the board. But it's not just Fuka. Everybody else contributed as well. Addison Massey had another huge night. We'll get to her. I'll get to her in a moment. Jason Mansfield last night, he got him in a quote here. By the way, K-State 3, CSUN nothing last night in Morgan Family Arena. Eddie Greer, 4-5 podcast, all things K-State sports. Getting ready as I am getting ready for this football game later on tonight. I'm gonna obviously have K-State. Y'all know I'm gonna have K-State there. Clemson, LSU, yep, that's gonna be priority. As well, so I'm going to have that, and then it's a more. So, yeah, man, this is, like the commentator said, talked about last night, what was it, Miami, Stanford, Malachi Tony show last night, out there at Stanford, yeah, not even close, but anyways, yeah, so, this is a great time right now, football for the next, really, two straight weeks, to kick off the fall. This weather needs to cool down. It don't feel like fall yet because it's going through this heat wave, whatnot. But yeah, definitely exciting times for K-State across the board. I did not see now as I sit here right now, rolling through this postcast. Did not see results for cross country yet. So. When I get a chance later on this afternoon, some point, I will check at those. I'm not recording again tomorrow because, yeah, football's going to be on. I'm coming off a big 20-piece run. Yeah, a lot got accomplished already today there as well. But let's get to Jason Mansfield real quick. Have a few minutes on the show. This is going to be a little bit short because I'm slightly on schedule. But anyways, quote, yeah, what a blessing to be in close sets starting with Oklahoma. Pretty much every match that we've been in really close sets. We've won most of them, which says a lot about our team. But it's so great to be in those situations and have to fight and have to make plays and be present. I'm really proud of the girls for just making plays and making plays enough to win those close sets. The first set we had 23 kills. That's kind of unheard of, but we made 11 hitting errors, and that's why it was 28-26. So just think of overall, our offense has a chance to be really special. We're passing well. We got good setters. We got good attackers, but we have to be smarter. I just think that was the lesson. It was a great win in three. I'm certainly proud of the girls for finishing the third set off, but it was a good team that played really well in the first two sets. We struggled to slow them down, and we struggled to play clean volleyball, and that's the kind of why I think they were more in the match than maybe they needed to be. I'm going to say it, all right. We're a work in progress. We're not quite there. There's a lot of great things that are happening, but I love our fight, end quote. Yeah, and that's a scary thing. Yeah, as well. Like I said, peaks and valleys with this team. Young, like I said, a couple of transfers and all that. So, yeah, I've said, let them hang around a little bit. But, hey, at the end of the day, you took care of them, sweeping them 3-0 last night in Morgan Family Arena. Fuka Sakita got her there. Let me see here. We're going to pick up on her right here. Breaking the 20-year-old school record. I never even heard of this record until I read. It popped up and read it. It's like, man. Fuka last night. Quote, I'm so happy to break the record, but it's definitely not only my thing. It's especially the last set. The blockers did a really good job, so that's why I can see the ball clearly and easily. So this record is not only my stuff. I want everybody to think that this record is a team thing because I cannot have done it this by myself. I appreciate all the girls from the team, and I'm so glad that I have a record. This is my first time to have a record, so I'm just so happy, but I'm not done. I want to keep pushing myself and go for more. And go, yeah, that's amazing. First record. Yeah, so, but, yeah, that's quite the accomplishment already. There as well. Emerson Van Landen, get in the mix here as K-State swept CSUN last night. 3-0 out there in Manhattan, Kansas, inside Morgan Family Arena. Eddie Greer, postcast of the Pro Punch Podcast, All Things Kids Sports, ahead of Nichols, Kansas State. And yes, yours truly will record that. I'll have a reaction recorded. I'll do that tomorrow morning. So I ain't got to do that later on because We got a lot of things going on. Of course, we're on Labor Day weekend, so there's that as well. I got a couple of minutes here. Yeah, Emerson Van Landen, quote, we work a lot with our sports psychologists on things like mindset. So I think when we're in those tough situations, everybody wants the ball. Nobody's afraid of it. Everyone's like, give me the ball. I want this kill. Give me the ball. Serve it to me. And I think that's why we're super confident in that way. End quote there as well. Here, let me see. We covered that as well. Yeah, Ashton Massey. I wanted to get to her real quick. And Emerson Van Landen. While I have a couple minutes on the show left here. Sakita's 24 digs set the record for the most digs in a three-set match in a rally scoring era. Amazing. And she ain't been here for half the season. Sakita. So that's amazing right there. So already talking about records, we're not even a third in the season. So there's that. Ashton Massey led a team again for how many games is this now? This is the third game. Yeah, after three games, she has led the squad in all three of them and kills. Another double-digit night, 16 kills. Like I just said, third straight game, 10 kills. And Van Landen, 10 service aces last night. Oh. Lisa League, excuse me, with 10 aces, had a couple last night there. And Skylar Brady was in the lineup last night, making her first start for K-State volleyball there in this win there. So it's Jason Mansfield, head coach of this women's volleyball team, off to a good start, 3-0. Next time they hit the court, tomorrow afternoon, against Drake and CSUN and Drake, I believe, will be playing in a few minutes. So while we're wrapping this up, they're going to get ready to play their match there as well. So an opportunity here for K-State to tackle on another win. We'll see if they can do that tomorrow afternoon. But before that, it's Nichols, Kansas State. We're going to have all the reactions for you in that reaction episode. Will come out tomorrow night there as well. But in this case here, Fuka Sakita's record, breaking night, huge night for Fuka as she leads the Wildcats to the sweep on CSUN. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things Kansas sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found for everybody daily on Chess Court. Case, content, you know what it is, iTunes, Spotify, mostly all the podcasts, check it out as well. You traveling to Manhattan, if you're listening to this, traveling to Manhattan or you're in Manhattan now, definitely for the game this weekend or games, because volleyball is still playing at home as well in Manhattan. Definitely enjoy it and have fun tonight. Have fun the rest of the weekend there as well. I mentioned work. Yes, I got to go into work. And then, yes, off Monday. So it's kind of a split. So it's I actually kind of like it. Yes, I got to go. It's work. I get it. I get it, K-State Nation. I get that. But it's work, but I kind of like that broken up. So yeah, that's great there as well. But it feels good. It feels good right now to be a K-State Wildcat right now with all the success going on with our sports right now. Oh yeah, and by the way, yes, make sure you tell a K-State about this podcast. Hey, if you're willing, make sure you rate us as well. That doesn't help us out, but it helps out other K-State fans find out more about this podcast. Alex A. Not there in the state of California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. As always, K-State with a sweep. Women's volleyball on CSUN. 3-0. Fuka Sakita's big night. A record-breaking night. This is only her third match as a K-Stater. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. K-State 3. CSUN nothing. This has been another winning postcast edition of the Pro Bunch of Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. So, Cats.